Hello, 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 world. This is Talia the Mogul. Thank you so much for tuning into my podcast. This is your host, Talia the Mogul. Happy Sunday to you all. I want to discuss the power of networking for a second. So yesterday, we had a really good event with a brand that I'm partnered with called the Producers Beat Auction. And what I found is that even though I was stuck in one spot for most of the event, I did get up and I moved around a little bit and talked to a few people. And it is amazing how even when you're just starting out and even when your events aren't a huge thing like a Tony Robbins seminar or anything like that, but you're just, you know, testing the waters to see how everything goes. At this event, there were so many amazing, phenomenal connections that I made that were interested in doing business with me, which I was surprised, but I felt amazing at the same time about it because, you know, it's just God's plan, right? That I meet certain people when I'm supposed to meet them, you know, people that I've been praying about. So here's the thing. Some of us give up way too soon. We give up before the big change is about to come. We give up before that one person that could change our entire world and our entire life is right there in front of us. We completely give up. But if you hang in there just for one more day, one more second, one more millisecond, you will be surprised at what happens and how things turn around for you and work in your favor. Here's a hint. When it seems like people are starting to pop up out of nowhere that you need along your path. So say you were just thinking, man, I really need someone who's good at marketing, or I really need someone who knows how to draw really well, or I really need someone who's, you know, an expert in fashion. And all of a sudden these people pop up. That's a sign that you're on the right track. That's a huge sign right there. Because what's happened is you finally aligned yourself with your purpose and you're walking in your purpose. So all the people and the connections that you need starts to show up like magic, right? The events that you need to go to, something, you ever get that little voice in your stomach or in your head that says, you know what, I need to do this. I need to talk to that person. You know, let me go to this event. And then once you go to the event, you meet someone amazing that you really needed or that could change your life. And after you leave on your way home, you're just thinking to yourself, man, something told me to go to this event. Now I see why. That's your intuition. That is your spirit guide. Always follow that. Do not resist. When we resist and we think we know it all, as human beings, we will always go left because we're being arrogant. See, we're operating from a place of ego at that point. When you operate from a place of ego, what you're saying to your spirit guides is, I don't need y'all. I got this. I'm gonna do this on my own. Y'all have to understand, our spirit guides, our ancestors, our guardian angels, they've already run the course of being a human being. they've already lived this life here on the physical plane. They've ascended to the next level of spirituality. They are their highest selves. So whatever information they give us and whatever guidance they give us comes straight from the highest source of energy that there is. It comes straight from the highest source of intelligence that there is. Listen to that. Do not resist. Do not be hard-headed. You will make your life harder for no reason at all. Let go of that toxic person that you claim you love so much. That is not love. That is infatuation. True love does not hurt. True love would never intentionally hurt you guys. A real opportunity that you're meant to have, it can't go wrong because that's what you're meant to be doing. Now, I will say this on a side note, if it does go wrong, there's some kind of a lesson that you need to learn and you need to grow in before you get to the next level. Because in order to get to a certain level of success, you have to become that person that can handle that level of success. So please, guys, listen to your spirit guides. The power of networking is so important, especially when you're walking in your purpose. Align yourself with your highest self and you will always win. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Talia the Mogul. I'll talk to you guys soon. Happy Sunday. Hello, 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 world. This is Talia the Mogul. Thank you so much for tuning into my podcast. This is your host, Talia the Mogul. Happy Sunday to you all. I want to discuss the power of networking for a second. So yesterday, we had a really good event with a brand that I'm partnered with called the Producers Beat Auction. And what I found is that even though I was stuck in one spot for most of the event, I did get up and I moved around a little bit and talked to a few people. And it is amazing how even when you're just starting out and even when your events aren't a huge thing like a Tony Robbins seminar or anything like that, but you're just, you know, testing the waters to see how everything goes. At this event, there were so many amazing, phenomenal connections that I made that were interested in doing business with me, which I was surprised, but I felt amazing at the same time about it because, you know, it's just God's plan, right? That I meet certain people when I'm supposed to meet them, you know, people that I've been praying about. So here's the thing. Some of us give up way too soon. We give up before the big change is about to come. We give up before that one person that could change our entire world and our entire life is right there in front of us. We completely give up. But if you hang in there just for one more day, one more second, one more millisecond, you will be surprised at what happens and how things turn around for you and work in your favor. Here's a hint. When it seems like people are starting to pop up out of nowhere that you need along your path. So say you were just thinking, man, I really need someone who's good at marketing, or I really need someone who knows how to draw really well, or I really need someone who's, you know, an expert in fashion. And all of a sudden these people pop up. That's a sign that you're on the right track. That's a huge sign right there. Because what's happened is you finally aligned yourself with your purpose and you're walking in your purpose. So all the people and the connections that you need starts to show up like magic, right? The events that you need to go to, something, you ever get that little voice in your stomach or in your head that says, you know what, I need to do this. I need to talk to that person. You know what, let me go to this event. And then once you go to the event, you meet someone amazing that you really needed or that could change your life. And after you leave on your way home, you're just thinking to yourself, man, something told me to go to this event. Now I see why. That's your intuition. That is your spirit guide. Always follow that. Do not resist. When we resist and we think we know it all, as human beings, we will always go left. Because we're being arrogant. See, we're operating from a place of ego at that point. When you operate from a place of ego, what you're saying to your spirit guides is, I don't need y'all. I got this. I'm gonna do this on my own. Y'all have to understand, our spirit guides, our ancestors, our guardian angels, they've already run the course of being a human being. They've already lived this life here on the physical plane. They've ascended to the next level of spirituality. They are their highest selves. So whatever information they give us and whatever guidance they give us comes straight from the highest source of energy that there is. It comes straight from the highest source of intelligence that there is. Listen to that. Do not resist. Do not be hard-headed. You will make your life harder for no reason at all. Let go of that toxic person that you claim you love so much. That is not love. That is infatuation. True love does not hurt. True love would never intentionally hurt you guys. A real opportunity that you're meant to have, it can't go wrong because that's what you're meant to be doing. Now, I will say this on a side note, if it does go wrong, there's some kind of a lesson that you need to learn and you need to grow in before you get to the next level. Because in order to get to a certain level of success, you have to become that person that can handle that level of success. So please, guys, listen to your spirit guides. The power of networking is so important, especially when you're walking in your purpose. Align yourself with your highest self and you will always win. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Talia the Mogul. I'll talk to you guys soon. Happy Sunday.